Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. President Trump is still refusing to concede the election, but Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's time to begin the transition process. Alaska Public Media reports that in a statement issued yesterday, Murkowski said, quote, President Trump has had the opportunity to litigate his claims, and the courts have thus far found them without merit, unquote. She also called Trump's pressuring state legislators to influence the outcome, quote, inconsistent with our democratic process. Nationwide, 20% of Senate Republicans have publicly acknowledged Democrat Joe Biden won the election, according to a USA Today list. Others, including Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan, have been less explicit. Sullivan has said Trump's legal challenges should be allowed to play out. A smaller percentage of House Republicans have recognized Biden's win, and Alaska Congressman Don Young is among them. Young and Murkowski issued statements within days of the November 3rd election saying they wish the president-elect well. A Dot Lake tribal police officer is charged with several crimes, including assault. Alaska State Troopers say they received a 911 call after one this morning from two men who said another man in civilian clothes, who identified himself as a law enforcement officer, rammed their vehicle and pointed a gun at them. Troopers say they subsequently received a call from Dot Lake Tribal Police Officer Morgan Thompson, who reported he was following a vehicle after an altercation. Troopers say Thompson disregarded troopers' instructions to stop the pursuit. They say troopers out of toke responded, and Thompson was determined to be under the influence of a controlled substance and arrested for DUI, assault, weapons misconduct, and impersonating a peace officer. Just days prior, on November 20th, Thompson had been arrested for DUI and weapons misconduct after being found intoxicated with a gun in his vehicle off the Parks Highway near Mile 223. I'm Dan Bross.